Hello.
Is that better?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
What am I speaking to?
This is Zach. You texted me over.
No. I'm sorry?
This is Zach. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. Probably an error on my end. You texted me this weekend about your property. We've been talking back and forth. I know you had some health concerns that you've been dealing with, and wanted to wish you well. Hope you're doing good. I got your message. Unfortunately, I didn't get it till today, but I did get it. I am interested in it still. You weren't bothering me at all. I had some personal issues that I dealt with this weekend myself, so I do apologize for getting back to you, but if it's something that you still maybe want to see if we can get the process started on, I'm willing to look at all options. If not, no problem. We can call it a no.
Well, the thing is that what I said to everybody that's been calling me, make me an offer, do something, you know, to put me in a place where I can know what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
Give me a number. Without a number, it's hard to say, well, do this, do that, do this, do that, you know?
Right. I mean, so here's the thing. I don't mind giving you a number, but is that going to change anything? I mean, are you actually looking to do something today? Because I don't want to waste my time here. And you
no,
know,
I don't want you to waste your time. I don't want to waste mine either.
So let me ask you this. How long would you need to, you know, let's just say we came to some type of agreement, you know, now. How long would you need as far as timeline?
To get out?
Yeah.
Well,
we're not,
I would say about 6 weeks.
Okay, so can we do 90 days instead, just so that I'm more comfortable and so you don't feel rushed?
Yes, but if I can manage sooner, that's okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll call it 90 days because, one, I don't like to feel rushed, and two, I know other people don't like to feel rushed, so let's just call it what it is.
Okay.
All right, so timeline we're good with. Your partner, Mr. Cougar?
He passed away years ago.
Right, okay.
2.5 years ago.
Okay. And as far as moving, is that something that you're going to need some help with on our end?
No.
So you have the capability of finding a place, getting all your stuff moved, and
yes,
taking care of all of that logistically?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm just going to ask one more time. Are you sure? Because, you know, we work with the intent of helping people solve their problem. So if we, you know, if we fail to do that, we're not really doing anybody a service. So we don't mind helping you, but if you got it covered completely, I'll leave it alone. But I just want to make sure that...
just that accepting help is too scary.
Say that again.
Accepting help is too scary. I'd rather get organized myself.
Okay. Well, I won't push on it, but I will leave it there if you choose to go in that direction, okay?
Well, what kind of help could you provide anyway?
Moving assistance as far as, you know, I mean, everything is negotiable in a way. But, you know, with the moving assistance, we work within the state and, you know, help, you know, elderly people or seniors, you know, get from A to B. And, you know, that's part of our core values is helping people, you know, solve their problem. So I'm not going to push on it. you know, you said you got it. I don't want to push on it.
Okay.
Yeah, but know that if you do change your mind, you know, that's something that we can talk about.
Okay.
Bless you. As far as going forward, you know, I know we've talked a few different times. If we can come to some type of agreement on, you know, because it sounds like price is pretty important to you. If we can come to an agreement, you know, on price, I mean, is this something that you want to do today? Is this something that you're looking to get done today?
Anyway, I can get it done. The sooner, the better.
Okay. So I've looked at the house. I've been, you know, over there. I was over there on the weekend, actually, not at your particular property, but just in that 23233 zip code. And I'm sure you know where John Rolfe Parkway is, right?
Which parkway?
John Rolfe.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So
it's thrown away from me.
Right. I have a few properties over there in that area. You know, and I think that we'd be close. I think that
we don't have anything that's 2 acres in that area. And
sure.
You know very well that at the top of the, like, around John Rolfe and Church,
mm-hmm.
a two-acre piece of land sold for over $1.5 million when I first listed.
Sure.
And that's it. Just
sure.
Plain,
right.
Plain dirt, you know?
Sure.
So I am not asking too much.
Sure. And I don't disagree with you, you know, but obviously I am going to have to put, you know, a good amount of work in it.
I realize that. I told you that myself.
Yes, ma'am. So I think we're pretty close. I wouldn't be, you know, at that 450 mark, but if, you know, if you would be still interested in working, you know, something out, I think we could probably get it done.
Yeah, but like what? You see, that's it. You're talking about working out all the time, but I never get a number to work with.
So if, you know, for me, you know, for what I would have to be at, you know, it's really going to be at that 430 range, 431. Let me do the calculator. Hang on. So I'll be at $431,347.27.
That's your offer for my place.
I mean, yeah, that would be sight unseen, cash as is.
Okay. Sounds good.
Is that something that you'd want to do?
Yes.
Okay.
And I have no, you pay the closing costs and I have no commission to pay?
Correct.
Like what I get is a check for 431.
Correct.
Well,
it would be 431 and some change.
Well, I don't care about the change, but, you know, at least now I got a number.
All right, so... You know, I'll ask this, you know, is...
You know, you realize it's still $45,000 less than I wanted. But if you're going to be honest with me with that number, then let's go and do it.
Okay. Give me a second. I'm going to... Just hang on a second. So closing within 90 days... Hang on. By chance, are you available today as well?
Today?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm here, yes.
Okay. Give me one second. I have to switch to get this documentation. Give me one second, all right?
Okay. Or you could call me back.
I'll just be a second.
Okay.
And I'm here. I'm back. I'm just filling out this sheet here so that you can get it done. Is there anything that you need to, you know, let me know or logistically, other than, you know, I know you have 90 days?
No, I just want it in writing that I have 90 days. And that the amount I will receive will be 431, and that there will be no charge, no extra charge, that 431 is the amount of the check I will receive.
Yep. Give me one second here. So we're going to close on 10, which is October the 20th, 2024, or before, okay?
Okay. What's today?
It's July 15th.
We'll make it October 15th then.
Well, hang on. I have, let's see. Yeah, it's the 20th.
But we can close before that.
Well, I don't intend. I'm just going to leave it at the 20th because, you know, we could really close next week if we're honestly speaking. But, you know, the thing is I know logistically you have things that you have to, you know, take care of. So give me a second.
Yeah. The only thing that I want to take the time to do is have a good yard sale, and that's it. Try to get rid of as much junk as I can.
Sure. All right, give me one second here.
Can you call me back in 5 minutes? I need to go to the restroom, and I got to roll myself in the wheelchair there.
Sure. Or if you want to put me on hold, I don't mind.
Oh, well, hold on a second, okay?
Okay.
Zach?
I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, you're okay.
It's a long trip because the room I live in, more or less, I've got a step to go up to, so I got to go up that step into the other wheelchair and then to the bathroom. It's a... I can't wait to get out of here because of that.
No problem. So, while you were... handling your business, can you pull up your email?
My email? Hold on a second.
Yeah.
I'll have to turn my computer on, and that takes a little while to get on, so.
No problem.
Okay, just turn my computer on now.
Take your time. I'm not in a rush. I don't know if you can tell or not, but I don't really move that fast.
I'm sorry?
I said, take your time. I don't know if you can tell or not, but I'm never really in a rush.
Oh, that's good. Sorry, I left my dog out. He was asking for the door.
No problem.
He's 12 pounds, pain in the neck. Spoiled rotten.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. I apologize.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it better now?
It's a little bit better.
I said I have a 12-pound pain in the neck.
after you approve the document, it's just a one-page document, would you be available for me to come out and just take some general pictures of the property?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Let me see if I can get into my email.
Because my schedule is... I'm pretty flexible today, so today, and I have to be all the way on the other side of town tomorrow because I'm purchasing a couple other homes.
Did you send me something by email?
Yeah. Forrest McGee... DocuSign?
Okay, hold on. I'm going to get an answer. If I got it.
Can you confirm your email address for me?
Monique348@mail.com?
Yep. Sometimes, maybe if you look in your spam.
Hold on a second. Complete with DocuSign?
Yep, that's it. And when you open it up, it should give you a checkbox in the left corner that you need to click, and then you click OK so that you can open it.
Does it mean
all items in and or on the property will convey with the sale. Does that mean I have to leave all my stuff here?
No. Anything, when we close, whatever is left at the property will be considered part of the sale. So
yours.
Correct. And the reason we have to do that is just for liability reasons. But if you, and I'll tell you this as a courtesy gesture, if you don't want stuff, don't worry about throwing it away, because I'm going to have a dump truck there getting rid of, I'm going to be updating the price. So if you don't want something, then don't worry about spending the money to get rid of it, because I'm going to have a dumpster there anyway. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm just reading this thing here.
Okay.
And what's the escrow period?
Say that again.
What is the escrow period?
Where are you at?
Closing terms and conditions.
Yep.
So what's the escrow period?
The escrow period is just for, let's see, buyers extend the contract or rent period. That's so if you need, let's just say you needed an extra 30 days to close or however long, it just allows us to be able to move that date, meaning we can either move it. See, if you read it, it says at the beginning, closing shall occur on or before 10/20/2024 or reasonable time thereafter. And the reason why I put that verbiage in there is because you say 6 weeks, but I'll be honest with you, and I'm not saying you're going to do this, but every time, you know, that I work with someone, the timeline is never exactly what we communicate up front. Sometimes it's longer, sometimes it's shorter. So the escrow period is just within the amount of time before we close.
No. Listen, you said it says here. hold on a second. just below that 10/20 date that you put in.
Yep.
There's a general warranty deed that, and the seller agrees to provide this title free and clear of any lien or encumbrance.
Correct.
If the property is leased at the time of closing, well, it's not.
Yep. So that doesn't apply to you. But the general warranty deed does. Which is, it's nothing more than just a clean title.
Like, so far, my taxes are paid, and then my next payment is due in December, but if I close before that, I will probably owe an amount of money from June to December, I guess. June to October, I mean.
Sure. And then I'll kind of run you through it if you want me to. That way you can understand it. I mean, it's only one page.
No, I'd rather read it, and then if I need a question, I ask you.
Okay.
Okay, what is the insurance thing about? Title policy issued by the title company?
Yep. So that's why I was gonna. That's why I proposed to read it to you. So, the seller shall furnish title policy to the buyer. Title policy is nothing more than, and it's at our expense. And all it's saying is that we're going to buy a title policy when we buy the property, meaning let's just say people from 10 years ago make a claim about your property saying it's theirs. The title policy, which the settlement agent, they're in, it's basically insurance for the property. So if anyone came after us, you know, whatever were to happen, it's insurance on the property. If you
well, I have insurance on the property.
No, but it's a title insurance, not a homeowner's insurance, if that makes sense.
Somebody went after you to get this house, I have to pay a title policy.
No, it just says that you'll furnish it, and to be able to furnish it, that just means that you have clear title on the property.
Sure, I have clear title of the property. Who else would have it?
Well, that we just have to have that in there.
The only thing is that I got to pay off that reverse mortgage, and that's it.
Yeah, and the
I won't be able to pay that until closing.
Sure, the settlement agent is going to escrow that money to them before that you get your payoff, if that makes sense.
I'm sorry?
The lien holder always gets paid first. So
the reverse mortgage has to get paid first.
Correct.
And that's what I want to do too.
Yeah.
I mean, you have no idea how much I want to get rid of those people.
I can imagine. I've dealt with multiple scenarios.
So when do you want to come and have inspectors here?
After we approve the paperwork, I'm probably going to come today.
You're going to come and inspect the property today?
Yep. After we approve the paperwork, I'll come today and get some pictures, if that's all right, and we'll be all set.
And that's it? There's only you coming to inspect the house?
Yeah, I'll be the number one person to come look at it. I might come another time just to, so we can maybe get under it, but we'll try to be minimal as possible.
You see, you made a mistake already. My name is not Monique Cougar. Legally, my name is Monique Mongillo Cougar. It's on all my paperwork, on my social security card and everything.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. I can, when I come, how about this? It should allow you to approve it at the bottom.
Okay. Look, can I call you back in 5 minutes?
Yeah, sure.
And do I call you back at the number you just called me in, 7710?
Yeah. Do you have any questions for me?
No. I just want to find out if I can send it to someone who is my financial advisor.
Okay.
And let him read it.
Okay. All right. I mean, I thought this is something you wanted to get done today.
Well, it will. I mean, if you cannot give me 15 minutes to get somebody else to...
No, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure you were still on board. Because if you weren't...
I am on board.
Okay.
But I just want to be sure that I'm doing the right thing. I mean, I'm not a lawyer or anything like that, you know.
Sure. Okay. Well, if you have any uncertainty about it, I mean, we can void the paperwork. I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable.
You know, it doesn't sound right to me that you feel uncomfortable that I want someone else to help me with it.
Oh no, you can, my attorney, you can send it to anybody that you want. I just want to make sure I've done my job and I haven't done anything wrong for you.
No, I didn't say you did anything wrong.
Okay.
The only thing is that, I don't know, we always come to a point where I feel wary, you know, and I don't like that.
Well, I can understand where you're coming from. This is something that I do, you know, on a daily basis, so my comfort level is a little bit more strong. But how about this? Would you want me to get my closing attorney to reach out to you as well? Since I'm paying for both sides of the closing costs, you know, he'd be more than happy to give you a call, let you know we're legit.
You know what? I mean, there again, it would be your closing attorney.
I don't.
You know what I mean? And you know what? Mm-hmm. A lawyer is what screwed me up in the first place.
Okay.
When David died, he had been assigned, what do you call it? You know, he couldn't take care of his stuff because he was mentally incapable and I was physically incapable. So the court assigned, what did they call it? Anyway, it was a lawyer.
Department, yeah, I get it. A state attorney.
Okay.
Yeah. All
and
right.
She came here, almost emptied the place. Left here with about 6 large green bags of whatever and a box of jewelry, a full box of jewelry. And I had to fight to get anything back. I got the box back and then I got a break-in and that got stolen. She told me that my husband had 3 insurance policies, that only one was left and I was to get $7,000, $7,000 out of that one. I never knew which one because the box got stolen before I could look into it. So I never got that money. And
hey,
believe me, I could have used it.
Hey, I don't want to do business with anyone who doesn't want to do business with me. I don't have any objections on anything. So,
just let me get in touch with Mr. Harris, and then I'll get back to you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll be expecting your call, and hopefully I can come out there today to get some photos. So.
Well, what time is it now? 10?
It's 9:22.
I mean, the whole day's ahead of us yet.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll talk to you shortly.
Okay, what time do you think? Maybe mid-afternoon? Or
no, before that.
Okay. How about this? Do you have a text message on this phone?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, we have texted back and forth for a long time.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure. I'm sorry. I talked to a substantial amount of people on a daily basis. So I'm going to text you my personal. That way I will definitely get your call. And just let me know.
You want me to call you back at the number you will text me?
If whatever number you call me on, just if I don't answer, leave a voicemail and text. You know, one of the two.
Okay.
Did you get that text message?
When I'm ready, I could text you to tell you to call me.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'll do.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.